People who are personally affected when justice is denied will never think about the state's courts and law enforcement in the same way. State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports wrongful convictions can do long-lasting harm and change how individual Oklahomans view the criminal justice system.
In 1982, the town of Ada was shocked to learn Debbie Carter had been brutally murdered. Carter's murder has been recounted in a best-selling book and a wildly successful Netflix documentary, but her cousin Christy Shepherd says those stories aren't about Carter. They're about the horrific details of her murder and the state's initial failure to bring her family justice.
Every few years, when it seems like it's kind of done, something else happens. And she'll be gone almost 40 years, and we'll go to the fifth trial, like, at the beginning of next year.
The latest trial was triggered when Carter's killer decided to take advantage of the landmark McGirt v. Oklahoma ruling from last year. But before that, the case lived on for decades because it took the state more than 20 years to convict the man who was actually guilty. First, two innocent men were wrongfully convicted in her murder. Ron Williamson and Dennis Fritz spent 11 years in prison. Wrongful convictions are devastating for condemned defendants, but they also do immeasurable harm to crime victims and their families.
We were glad when Ron got the death penalty and actually disappointed that Dennis didn't get it.
A 2013 study funded by the U.S. Department of Justice found crime victims often feel re-victimized when they learn the people they thought were guilty are getting their convictions overturned. Some, like Shepherd, feel responsible, as if they played a role in convicting an innocent person.
It's very humbling to have hoped and prayed that bad things happen. You know, you want to see someone suffer that didn't deserve that at all.
The Justice Department study also reported crime victims often feel anger towards the criminal justice system and lose faith in its effectiveness. Shepherd says when Williamson and Fritz were convicted, her family had complete faith in the police, the prosecutors, and the court. For years, they believed Williamson and Fritz were guilty. The family found out DNA proved the two men innocent at the same time as the rest of the world.
You know, my family was very angry because they didn't understand really what was happening. We weren't really told anything.
Later in her journey to understand what happened in the case, Shepherd met other exonerated people.
Certainly changed how I looked at things, for sure.
Today, surveys suggest the justice system is viewed with extreme skepticism by Americans in general. According to a Gallup poll conducted in July, only 20% of participants reported high confidence in the system.
I trust the system. It's not 100%.
Don Teal is a retired court reporter who served the Pontotoc County District Court for 35 years. She has a unique perspective on Debbie Carter's death and the later murder of Denise Haraway. It was Teal's job to transcribe verbatim everything said in the courtroom during the trials of the men convicted in both killings.
I believed the evidence at the time. I thought they were guilty.
Teal changed her mind about Ron Williamson and Dennis Fritz's guilt when DNA evidence proved them innocent. And then information came out to suggest the two men convicted in Denise Haraway's murder did not receive fair trials. Judges have ordered the state to give each man another day in court. When all of these missing pieces were revealed, Teal was caught off guard.
It was a shock to the system, and it was hard to believe.
Teal isn't a crime victim, and she's not an exoneree, but she is still personally affected by these cases that have drawn national attention. She hasn't lost faith that justice can be served.
I think there's room for change, and I'm thankful that there's people fighting for it. But I think we have to believe in what we have until we do make a change.
Christy Shepherd looks forward to those changes. She has chosen to remember her cousin's story in her own way. She released a podcast chronicling how Debbie Carter's family has coped with the state's mishandling of her murder. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.